You know, I can't tell when the tariff war is going to end at this point. The administration has said for several months that they're getting close in several of their negotiations. What I have said continuously to the administration is start settling some of the agreements. They have so many up in the air at this point. It'd be very, very helpful to get a few of them resolved and then to be able to finish some of the others. So they have currently there's a trade fight going on with Mexico, with Canada, with all of the EU, with South Korea, with Japan, with China, and it just continues to expand. So a few of those they need to get resolved, and so there can be some certainty for both manufacturing, for sales of products, and clearly for agriculture, because that's the first area that's being hit the hardest.
Are you getting any personal firsthand accounts from firms in Oklahoma that have been harmed by the tariffs?
Absolutely. You know, manufacturing companies, folks that sell overseas, folks that buy products from overseas and then sell to Americans, or that buy parts, or a lot of agriculture, individuals in the state doing both food and fiber, they have reached out to me and said, here are the struggles that we have and here's what's happening. That's been the big challenge, is that this is not a future threat to them. For many of them, this is a current threat. And they want to be able to see what's happening in our growing economy right now, have the success of that continue.
So is this surprising to you? I mean, are these companies, they're personally contacting your office, complaining, asking for help?
They're not asking for help. They're asking for when. They're trying to plan for the future and asking, how long am I going to need to pause my business? How many times am I going to have to lay employees off before we can actually try to resolve this? Or if you're putting crops in the ground right now and you don't know if you can sell them, it's difficult to get a loan from a bank when the bank knows as well you're not going to be able to sell this at the end because of the tariffs. All those are real challenges that people are facing right now.
But is the president right to, you know, basically say, look, you're putting a tariff on our goods. Why shouldn't we do the same?
So the president and his team are trying to resolve some inequities in trade. And what he has said over and over again is, have some patience. I'm trying to be able to work this out. We've got to be able to solve trade problems that have been around for decades. I have no challenge with that. My challenge has been it is best for us in our economy to have a few number of trade agreements going on simultaneous than as many as they have. If they can resolve some of those trade agreements, that would give some certainty to trade partners that we have. And then to others, we'll try to continue to work that out. China's going to be one of the toughest issues. They've been a long-term trade violator with the United States, and that'll be a very difficult agreement. But with Mexico and Canada, the statement's been for months that they're very close to an agreement, but haven't actually gotten there yet. So my push has been try to be able to finish that one, put the emphasis on Mexico and China, get that resolved, and then to be able to keep moving on from there.